You're going, it seems to us, to the shrine of St. Anne de Beaupré and to Lourdes two or three times every year. Yes, that's true, my dear friend. And there's a reason for everything. First of all, we go on these pilgrimages for religious purposes. Shrines dedicated to God or his saints. You remember when Moses approached the burning bush on Mount Sinai where God talked to him? God told him to take off his shoes and approach that bush because he said, the spot whereon thou standest is holy ground. Now, Almighty God dedicated this ground upon which Moses tramped in his bare feet at the command of God. Now, certainly that was a special place set aside. God blessed. And so God blesses these various shrines that we visit on our pilgrimages at various times through the year. But there must be another reason for it, I can hear you say. Yes, there is. And let me give you an idea of just why I began pilgrimages and why I became interested. When I was a youngster, my greatest desire was to be a priest. But I had an affliction of the right eye. And my professors and teachers, and the priests of my parish told me that it would be absolutely impossible for me to even think of making studies for the priesthood with the condition in which the doctors found that eye. Now, for 3 long years, I journeyed to one of our leading hospitals, was under the care of one of our leading surgeons, and I took all sorts of treatment for that eye. Most of the time I had to wear a bandage over the eye and have dark glasses to protect the good eye, the left eye. And everybody knew me as the boy that wanted to be a priest, but was being prevented because of this physical affliction. Then I heard of Lourdes once. I heard that if you went to St. Paul's Monastery on a Sunday afternoon, that they distributed little bottles of Lourdes water that was supposed to have miraculous power. And I studied then and learned about the story of Lourdes, the story of St. Bernadette, who saw her visions, 18 visions in 1858 of our Blessed Mother appearing on that rock at Lourdes, in that cave. So I asked two of my friends, very well known in Pittsburgh, Joseph Darby and John Buckley. We were little kids at that time. What do you say if we go to St. Paul's Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock and obtain some of that Lourdes water? I want to use it for my eye. Naturally, they were sympathetic, and they said, certainly we'll go with you, Jimmy. We went to the monastery, attended the service. After the services, they distributed little vials of Lourdes water. I went outside the church, took my glasses off, lifted the bandage from the eye, and poured the Lourdes water into it. I did that, as I tell you, about 3:30 on Sunday afternoon. About 5 o'clock, there was such a feeling of health. No more burning in my eye, no more pain. And I thought, well, this is strange, and I said to my two companions, my eye feels entirely well. I took the bandage off, first removed the glasses, and when I opened that eye, it was as good as the left. There was no more inflammation, no more pain, no more burning sensation. And from that day until this, I've never had a bandage on that eye, nor have I been compelled to have treatment for either of my eyes. And I, as you know, listening to me today, you know that I've been a priest for many, many years, and never have I had any, and never have I had any, and never have I had instance that I say and I know was affected through my faith in the use of Lourdes water, a favor obtained for me through my intercession of the Mother of God, presented, I'm sure, and I know, to her divine Son, who healed that eye of mine, just the same as he healed all sorts of illnesses as he went up and down the land of Judea during the 3 years of his public ministry. I made a promise at that time that if my eye was cured and I became a priest, I would go to Lourdes and say a mass of thanksgiving. I kept that promise, my dear friends, while I was serving as chaplain of Base Hospital 27, University of Pittsburgh, in France. I was in France a year and a half, and I secured leave from my commanding officer to go to Lourdes. I went to the Shrine of Our Lady, and I want to tell you that never in all my life did I feel that I was nearer to heaven than I felt on that first visit to the shrine dedicated to the Immaculate Virgin, from which the water came from the rock that she told Bernadette to dig into. I never felt nearer to heaven than when I approached that sacred spot. And I'll tell you, I felt more like getting down and going on my hands and knees as an act of thanksgiving for the great favor that has been conferred upon me. I met Monsignor Joseph Eckert in the year of 1919, the Vicar General of the Diocese of Lourdes and Tarbes, and he arranged with me to say a special mass of thanksgiving the following morning, and a lot of soldiers prepared to assist at that mass. A lot of soldiers were having their vacation in the nearby Carteret, a place that is dedicated to the people who wish to secure health through various mountain springs. These boys visited Lourdes, and they prayed to our Blessed Mother. The next morning I said mass. My promise was kept. Now, from that time forward, I not only wanted my family and my friends to know just what I thought of Lourdes, but I wanted the whole world to know what a great place we had at this shrine that our Blessed Mother, through the permission of her divine Son, our Lord and Savior, allowed her to establish upon this earth. I've taken something like 701 pilgrims to the shrine of Our Lady of Lourdes. And I think I'm safe in saying that of those 701 people, there will not be found one who will not tell you that as they approach that sacred place, they seem to be entering into the very portals of heaven itself. When you come up that mountainside from Pau to Lourdes, P-A-U to Lourdes, you want to pray. And you want to sing the praises of our Blessed Mother and of God Almighty. And it's not a fanatical kind of fervor. It's just something that seems to settle into your very soul. And you've never had a feeling like that before. I've had persons sneer. Lourdes, they say. Well, Father, you go ahead and go to Lourdes. And we'll meet you there on the day that you're leaving. We don't want to spend our time at Lourdes. We want to see the gaiety of Paris. We want to take part in all the activities of the gay white way in Paris. Well, we don't force anybody to pray, but I'll say to you now that anyone that forgets to pray can make up their mind they're going to cease to prosper, whether that's an individual or a nation. But getting back to my people that sneer, I've had them join me at Lourdes later, and they were only there a short time until they came to me and said, Father, these were Catholics. I've had others, not Catholics, who felt the same religious fervor as they approached Lourdes. Those who were Catholics would say to me, Father, do you know any priest here that speaks English? I want to go to confession and communion before I leave, and I'm so sorry that I did not come originally with you and spend as many days as I possibly could here in this holy spot. And I know some of these people that came to me in that fashion were saints from the time they made their confession and communion in Lourdes, or from the time they began to pray in Lourdes if they were not Catholic, until they died, and some of them who are still living are just as devout in the practice of their religious beliefs. I tell you, there's something in these places that are dedicated by the Almighty to His service. Many times you've heard me describe Lourdes. You've heard me tell about the grotto, where our Blessed Mother appeared 18 times to the little peasant girl, St. Bernadette. You've heard me tell about meeting one of the little girls that was with St. Bernadette of that first vision. I had my photograph taken with her. And I've met many. I've met relatives of St. Bernadette at Lourdes. I've gone into that grotto and said Mass many, many times. And when I read Mass there, I remembered each and every one of you who listened to me in these broadcasts. I remember all of those who've been good to me throughout my life. I remember them all, whether living or dead. I've gone in and taken the bath in the holy water of Lourdes. I've gone through every exercise that any invalid or any pilgrim makes. I've assisted at the blessing of the sick at 4 o'clock in the afternoon so often that I cannot count the number. I've said Mass so often, not only in the grotto, but in the Rosary Church, in the crypt, in the Basilica of Lourdes, that I've lost count, unless I go back and sum them up in my Ordo. And I've always remembered each and every one of you. I've taken part in the torchlight processions at night. I've remained at that grotto in prayer for hours and hours at a time. As soon as the war is over, I'm going to ask all of you to go back to learn how to pray. At 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so often.